知情如旅。Listen and share.
Devil's Point.恶魔的夹角牛。This story took place when I was 19. In fact, my uncle was also 19 at the time. My uncle and I grew up together in northern Wisconsin. I don't wish to name the exact location at this time. We lived about 1.5 miles from a river that winds through the forest. The only way you can reach the river at the point where we always did was by foot or with an ATV.While we grew up, we made it nearly a daily ritual of going fishing at the river in the woods. As we grew a little older, we started camping quite often. The day finally came. My uncle and I were waiting for a friend from downstate to show up at my uncle's place. The friend usually came up on Friday evenings in the summer and joined us on several of our camping trips.Unfortunately, he was unable to make it this time. My uncle and I headed back into the woods on foot, carrying all of our equipment with us. We didn't go to the exact spot on the river bank where we normally went. We went downstream about 1/4 mile further just for a change. Later that night, we will regret that decision. We chose the location because it was high.About 100 feet above the riverbank, and it was shaped like a point. It sloped downward on 3 sides, so we felt like it was a nice view during the daylight.
故事发生在我19岁的时候，实际上当时叔叔和我同岁，我们俩一起在威斯康星州北部长大。这次我不想提那个地方的确切名字。距离我们住的地方1.5公里，有一条河蜿蜒曲折流入森林。要到河边唯一的方法是步行或者坐反坦克车。我们长大后几乎每天都要到森林里的河边钓鱼。再大一点后，我们便经常到那里露营。那一天终于来到，我和叔叔正在等一位州南部的朋友来他家。那位朋友经常在夏天的周五晚上来和我们一起露营。不幸的是，他这次没有来。我和叔叔带着所有装备回到林中，我们没到平时经常去的河边的露营地，而是到半里外的河的下游露营。那晚晚些时候，我们开始为这个决定感到后悔。我们选这块地方是因为它的地势较高，大约高出河岸100英尺，形状像夹角，三面都是斜坡，所以我们觉得这里白天的景致会很好。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
This story took place when I was 19. In fact, my uncle was also 19 at the time.
故事发生在我19岁的时候。实际上，当时叔叔和我同岁。
My uncle and I grew up together in northern Wisconsin. I don't wish to name the exact location at this time.
我们俩一起在威斯康星州北部长大。这次我不想提那个地方的确切名字。
We lived about 1.5 miles from a river that winds through the forest. The only way you can reach the river at the point where we always did was by foot or with an ATV.
距离我们住的地方1.5公里，有一条河蜿蜒曲折流入森林。要到河边唯一的方法是步行或者坐反坦克车。
While we grew up,We made it nearly a daily ritual of going fishing at the river in the woods.
我们长大后几乎每天都要到森林里的河边钓鱼。
As we grew a little older, we started camping quite often.
再大一点后，我们便经常到那里露营。
The day finally came.
那一天终于来到。
My uncle and I were waiting for a friend from downstate to show up at my uncle's place.
我和叔叔正在等一位州南部的朋友来他家。
The friend usually came up on Friday evenings in the summer and joined us on several of our camping trips.
那位朋友经常在夏天的周五晚上来和我们一起露营。
Unfortunately, he was unable to make it this time.
不幸的是，他这次没有来。
My uncle and I headed back into the woods on foot, carrying all of our equipment with us.
我和叔叔带着所有装备回到林中。
We didn't go to the exact spot on the river bank where we normally went. We went downstream about a quarter mile further just for a change.
我们没到平时经常去的河边的露营地，而是到半里外的河的下游露营。
Later that night, we will regret that decision.
那晚晚些时候，我们开始为这个决定感到后悔。
We chose the location because it was high, about 100 feet above the river bank, and it was shaped like a point.
我们选这块地方是因为它的地势较高，大约高出河岸100英尺，形状像夹角。
It sloped downward on 3 sides.So we felt like it was a nice view during the daylight.
三面都是斜坡，所以我们觉得这里白天的景致会很好。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Wind,
弯曲前进，曲折而行，迂回。
Wind the path through the mountains.
在山中沿小路蜿蜒前行。
Wind one's way
是我们常用的词组，意思也是蜿蜒而行。来看一个例子。
The stream wound its way through the village.
小溪弯弯曲曲地流过村庄。
Show up,
露面，到达。我们也可以说 turn up.
Uncle George didn't show up for our wedding because he forgot.
我们的婚礼乔治叔叔没有来，因为他忘了。
Come up
这个词组在这儿同上一行的 downstay 相互呼应。在英语当中， up 和 down 除了表示上下的概念之外，还有表示南和北的意思。比如说，我上个月去广州了，这句话我们就可以说 I went down to Guangzhou last month。 但如果你要说我朋友住在哈尔滨，那就要用 up 这个词了，也就是 My friend lives up in Harbin。
Make it
这个词组在老美的口语当中出现的频率很高，意思就是成功的做了某事，赶上。比如说火车就要开了，朋友心急如焚，你就可以劝他
The train won't leave for another 10 minutes, so I think we can make it.
离开车还有10分钟，我想我们能赶上。再看一个例子。
I thought it would be too old to get onto the mountain, but it made it at last.
我原以为他年纪大爬不到山顶，但最后他还是爬上去了。
For change,
从词面上就看得出这个片语的意思，为了换一换。换什么呢？换个口味，或者改变一下的意思。比如你和朋友每次出去吃饭都是中餐，这次想改变一下，你就可以提议说
Let's eat Italian food for a change,
让我们换个口味吃意大利菜吧。如果生活或者是工作长期都处于同样的状态，觉得心里很烦闷，你也可以说
It's time for a change,
是该改变一下的时候了。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。